This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to you. Glad to be coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket. And I'm glad to be chatting it up here with you on a Friday. It's real simple. You can always find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All of my social media is at JR Sport. You can also hit me up anytime on the phones, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS, a big shout outs to producer Tom, a big shout outs to producer Stu. And unfortunately, amongst all of the things that we are going to talk about and discuss tonight, it is one of the worst things to talk about, but it is something that I cannot omit or gloss over. Unfortunately, you know, I have to open up the show because I have to tell you what's going on in the world of sports. I am paid to tell you my opinion on what's going on in the world of sports. And the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, you know, they cut Darius Geis this afternoon. They cut him this evening. And it is for despicable reasons, something that makes me uncomfortable, something that makes me sick to my stomach, something that just makes me go, well, damn it. You know, well, you probably ruined your own career. Darius Geis was charged in three separate instances of domestic violence-related incidents this year. February 14th, which last time I checked happens to be Valentine's Day. March 13th, and then also April 17th. And this all went down in his home in Ashburn, Virginia. Obviously, he plays for the Washington football team, so it didn't take place further away from home. So he was arrested on these domestic violence charges today, and the Washington football team wasted no time in cutting him, okay? They actually put out a statement almost 2 hours, and they said, this afternoon we learned that there were multiple charges filed against Darius. Upon review of these charges and the nature and following internal discussions, we have decided to release Darius immediately. They wasted no time. If you are not familiar with Geis, and I can't blame you if you're not. I mean, if you're not watching, Washington Redskin football, former Redskin football, I don't knock you. I don't blame you. But the fact of the matter here is that Geis was a promising running back. They selected him in the second round 2 years ago. Unfortunately, he was never really on the field. Born in Louisiana, coming out of Louisiana, playing for LSU in Baton Rouge, selected in the second round, goes up to Washington. Sounds like a dream, right? You're able to go ahead and play in the NFL. You made your dreams come true. You come from Louisiana. You played for the biggest school and one of the top football programs in the country. I mean, last year he wasn't there, but they go ahead and they win a national title. You get into the league, and unfortunately, he tore his ACL. We did not see him play one regular season game. And I was, even for myself, I was eager to see Darius Geis go out there and light it up. I wanted to see what he was going to do while healthy, because when he actually played, which was rare, and this is mind-boggling to say, but he only played 5 games in his entire 2-year career. Because even if you go back to last season, he tore his meniscus. Then he tore his MCL. But when he was out on the field, he averaged almost 6 yards a carry. Was this something that was going to, you know, continue on for the length and duration of his career? No, highly unlikely that that was going to be the case. But I certainly looked at him and said, if this dude was healthy, he was going to be one of the best running backs in the game. And if there's anybody, I don't want to say who's happy about this situation, but if there's anybody who's going to benefit professionally from this situation, it's going to be Adrian Peterson. You know, the guy who says, I want to play long enough to go out and catch Emmitt Smith. And we're going to talk about that next hour. And you could pretty much bet that right now, Adrian Peterson is just like, okay, I got an opportunity to go out there and get some more yards. And it's realistic for him to go ahead and think that way. It's realistic for him to set those expectations. Because the reality is, if you go ahead and look at what happened to Ray Rice and what blew up amongst the NFL and his suspension and his just basically being, jettisoned from the league. You know, Ray Rice was done. At Darius Geis, at 23 years old, I would not be surprised if this is it for him. And quite frankly, I believe in second chances. I believe in giving folks a second opportunity. But this is going to be hard for him to come by because the precedent has already been set. I don't know him personally from a hole in the wall. And it's not fun to talk about issues that relate so personally to someone else. When someone else, quote unquote, unfortunately was a victim. That this unfortunately is a sports story because a prominent player is no longer a member of the team. I would rather talk about his injuries. I would rather talk about the Washington football team's depth chart than to talk about a domestic violence incident, an issue that has moved him from or removed him from the team. And you want to talk about 2 hours? That's quick as hell. We have no idea, zero, what the NFL has planned. We have no idea what suspension the NFL is going to levy. But I can pretty much assure that it's going to come. It's going to be a difficult situation to go ahead and say, you know, we're going to give Darius a contract. Not going to happen. You thought Antonio Brown was having a tough time. You thought Antonio Brown was out here throwing fits about the NFL and their ability to investigate so he has a pathway back to actually playing. If you thought Antonio Brown had a difficult time before he got his 8-game suspension about a week ago, prepare yourself. Darius Geis, 23-year-old Darius Geis, prepare yourself for what's going to happen. Because something, the only thing that you have known for your young life has just been taken away. And who knows if you will get that opportunity back. And so the Washington football team, amongst the many things that they, and primarily Ron Rivera, have had to deal with, you know, over the past several months, add this to the list. There was no way in hell that Washington was going to let this sit on their to-do list. There was no doubt about it that Washington was going to move on with removing Darius Geis off of their payroll and off of their ledger. It was not going to happen. He was not going to stay, especially for an organization who as recently as about a month ago has to deal and still has to deal with their own allegations internally of women who have been a part of the organization and who have had to deal with alleged sexual assault. You think that was going to be something that lingers over that organization? So not only do you have to deal with the team name, which should have been changed a long time ago, and ultimately it's not that big of a damn deal. Not only had they had to deal with that, not only does Ron Rivera have to show up and stand up and talk about the name change, not only does Ron Rivera have to stand up and talk about all of these instances of sexual assault allegations, now, unfortunately, he's going to have to talk about Darius Geis. Now, we know Ron Rivera was named as head coach earlier on this season. Not even early on this season, earlier on this year. This ain't what he signed up for. Whatever Ron Rivera is getting, he needs to get paid more. It's really that simple. Dan Snyder needs to go ahead and reach back into that fat wallet of his. It's probably greasy and disgusting. He needs to go out and say, hey, Ron, I'm going to give you some more. Because Ron Rivera right now is more than the head coach of the quote-unquote Washington football team. And at this point, I just want to call them team to be named later. Ron Rivera, unfortunately, is not the coach. He's actually the PR shill for an organization which probably isn't deserving of him to go out and lead it. Because I'm not going to hear anything from Daniel Snyder. This guy is he's too busy staying in the back. The most pronounced statement that Daniel Snyder has made, if you go ahead and ask me, is about I'm not changing the name. The most and more pronounced statements that Daniel Snyder have made over the past 20 years of his ownership have been the trash that's been on the field, unfortunately, for the Washington football team. So it's unfortunate that these are the things that Ron Rivera has to deal with before he has even coached a regular season game. When Ron Rivera got this job, did he have to think about, you know, COVID? Did he have to think about what his first year was going to be under health protocols, under a pandemic, under a global and national shutdown? And how we're going to play football? I don't think Ron Rivera had that in mind. Did Ron Rivera think that the United States of America and the world would be poked in regards to issues of racial and social injustices? I don't think he did. Did he think he'd have to address immediately the name of the football program? I'm sure he thought it would come at some point down the line. I mean, he was even asked about it. And he said, oh, well, you know, not right now. But, hey, he's been forced to, just like everybody else. Did you think he'd have to oversee and shepherd publicly the name of the program? Nope, probably not. Did you think Ron Rivera would have to stand up and address issues of sexual allegations or sexual assaults before he even got into the building over the past 15 and 20 years? Nope. No, he didn't. And now he has to preside over a team that just had to cut its quote-unquote star running back, its young star running back. So if you want to think about the Washington football team or the team to be named later, this in the name, the team name, is the least of its issues. It is the least of its problems. In the football program, the team had no other choice with all of the disasters that pretty much surround the organization. They had no choice but to cut this man immediately. And from a football perspective, Adrian Peterson, old man Adrian's going to get his burn. He's going to get his run. Peyton Barber, former Tampa Bay Buck, he's going to go out there. He's going to get his run. J.D. McKissic, who's, he's a solid option at running back. He's basically a warm body. He's going to go out there and get his run. But Darius Geis, he has no idea where the next several years of his life are going to run. Because it looks like some of the choices that he has allegedly made have run him and his career into the ground. And for that, You know, I have no remorse. You know, even to be associated with allegations of, you know, domestic violence, domestic abuse, it's pretty damn disgusting. You know, I don't necessarily have a remorseful bone in my body in regards to that. Can I hope and wish him the best in improving and becoming a better person? Yes, I do. I wish him nothing but the best. I hope that the alleged victim, I wish her or him or whoever it is, it really don't matter to me. I wish them the best. And these are the unfortunate issues that spring up sometimes in regards to sports. And I know everybody wants to sit down sometimes and say, well, we want to talk about the sports. Well, we want to talk about this. Well, we want to talk about that. Well, do me a favor first and come to reality. Let's remember that these are human beings. Let's remember that they share a space on earth with us. Let's remember, yes, that they have amazing God-given talents and abilities that we pay to watch. Let's remember that. But let's not make them heroes in every instance. Let's not make them more than human. Let's not just make them entertainers. You can put them in your box. You can hope and ask and wish for something out of them. You can hope that they just entertain you. But this is real life. I will be quick to tell you in any instance that goes on around sports, that sports is a part of life. We don't watch the NFL, the NBA, golf, NBA, NHL, fill in the blank. We don't watch any three-letter sports league. We don't watch any three- or four-letter television sports show, network, TV, radio. We don't operate outside of real life. So please keep that in mind when quote-unquote real-life instances come up and you want someone to quote-unquote stick to sports. Because sports has to deal with life just like every damn thing else. And if 2020 hasn't been a proper representation of that, I don't know what is. So unfortunately, the hits keep coming for the Washington football team. And Darius Geis has run his career, and hopefully not his life, with these allegations into the ground. And unfortunately, Ron Rivera is coming out with the mop. And he may have to clean up with the mop. I know he has a 5-year contract that he signed earlier this year. He has to come out and clean it up. And Darius Geis, at 23 years old, who hasn't experienced a whole lot in life and has a whole lot of life hopefully in front of him, he has to clean things up as well. And a major mistake, or it looks like allegedly major mistakes that he's made that can and will impact the rest of his life. The phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Washington football team? What are your thoughts on how they can actually field a team this year? What are your thoughts on this quick release? I think they've had no choice. They had no other option. I'm taking your phone calls right now, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a solid Friday. I'm here with you next several hours. Try to help you get your weekend started off right, get you going with what's going on in the world of sports. Unfortunately for the Washington football team, you know, they had to cut their young running back, Darius Geis. He was arrested this afternoon. Three separate instances of domestic violence related issues. You know, if you want to go back, February, March, April, this is what's gone down. This is what's happened. And they wasted no time in cutting them loose. I mean, the former Redskins organization pretty much said, look, This afternoon, we learned there were multiple charges filed against Darius. Upon review of the nature of these charges and following internal discussions, we've decided to release Darius immediately. There was no way, no way at all, that they were going to allow him to stay on the team, especially when they've had their own issues. When the Washington Redskins had a report out about a month ago of their own issues and allegations that the team allowed women to be sexually assaulted, whether it be verbal or physically, it doesn't matter. And so they have no way that they can operate as a business. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that, things like this have to be revealed. It's unfortunate that things like this have to happen. And so amongst all of their problems, they could not keep Darius on the team. And I hope that Darius and in his life, that he has a path forward. The phone lines are open. I'm going to keep them open for you. This ain't an easy thing to discuss. It ain't an easy thing to talk about. But this is a reality. The phone line. If you want to call up, if you have something to say, if you have a thought about the release, if you have a thought about Ron Rivera, who is now the janitor of the team, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Okay? And if you want to think about things just from a football perspective, this has already been a hell of a year just across the board for every single team. Every single team has had to deal with the stoppage in play. Every team has had to deal with no preseason games. Every single team has to figure things out. Just like every other sport, every other league. But I don't know if there's a team this year, in the United States of America at least, I don't know if there's been a team that has had to deal with the issues that the Washington football team has had to. They've had to deal with the name. They were smack dab in the center of the social injustice issues that arose around Memorial Day. They were right in the middle in the center. That was moved into the sexual assault allegations that were allowed to take place in the organization. And damn it, I mean, Ron Rivera, give Ron Rivera some more money. I gave you the phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And you can also tweet me. I'm available at JR Sport Brief. Okay? I'm looking at a tweet right now. Joe tweeting me. He says, Ron Rivera earned his due and got blindsided. Pay the man and allow him to do better with his men. Domestic violence has no place in this world. And that really, unfortunately, goes without saying. And it's unfortunate that it has to be said. And it doesn't matter, you know, who's putting a hand on who. It doesn't matter if it's a man, if it's a woman. You know, at the end of the day, adults should not have to put hands on anybody. We know it happens. We know that tempers flare. We know people get upset. We know that's a part of life. But you hope as you develop, as you become a human being, you are well-rounded enough where you can have a conversation, that you can talk things out, that you are wise enough to walk away. As an adult, you know, you can hopefully pick and choose the situations and what you put yourself in and what you put yourself out of. And so Darius Geis, he's laid his bed. And he has to lay in it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got John. John is calling up from Chicago. John, what's on your mind? Go on ahead.
Good evening, my friend. How you doing tonight?
I'm here with you, John. Shoot.
I just wanted to tell you a quick story about Ron Rivera. When I was a young kid, maybe 11, I went to Bears training camp, which used to be in Platteville, Wisconsin. And after practice, you would kind of stand in a little gauntlet area, a little walkway area, where all the high-priced talent would walk by and ignore you. But I recall Ron Rivera, on a very warm summer day, having some kind of injury where he was bleeding and still walked up and down the gauntlet, signed everybody's autograph, took pictures with kids, and was just an upstanding gentleman. So when I hear you call him the janitor of the Washington football team, and I know that team is messed up, please don't refer to him as the janitor. I think he's going to be the savior, my friend.
Well, I can tell you this much right now. He got a long way to go.
Oh, he's got.
I feel
bad for him because he doesn't deserve this. He doesn't deserve this hole that's been dug for him.
Well, if he's in the hole, we can call him. Unfortunately, Ron Rivera's a bunch of things. We can call Ron Rivera, unfortunately, the grave digger. We can call him the janitor. I'm calling him the janitor. You can call him the savior. But for right now, he's out there with a mop. He's cleaning up, and you can't. This is not a mess for him to clean up. But unfortunately for Ron Rivera, he's the public face of the organization. You know, it's disgusting. And when we come back from break, I'm going to talk about it. It's disgusting.
Hold on, John.
It's disgusting that the owner of the franchise in an organization doesn't have the insides. I will put it that way. The owner of the team doesn't have the insides to stand out in front and actually say, these are the issues that are going on, and this is on my watch. And he's a punk.
Daniel Snyder?
Yeah, he's a punk. And you know what? And I said it. JR said it, and you can go out and tell anybody who says this. JR said that Daniel Snyder is a punk. Okay? And that, I don't know.
I'm going to quote you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you for calling up from Chicago. You know what? And this is not to go out and say, oh, well, JR is talking about a guy who does. Listen, I don't know Dan Snyder from a hole in the wall. But I can tell you what I've seen over the past 20 years. And I can tell you that the responsibility that he's taken, where is it? And this goes beyond football, okay? I don't know what he does in his house. I don't know what Daniel Snyder does in his personal life. It's none of my business. I'm not necessarily judging him on that. I'm judging him as a human being who owns a publicly a known franchise, owns a team, and what he has done and what he hasn't. And unfortunately, and this is what I don't like to do, but he is a punk because we have not heard from him. He has not stood up. He has not been man enough to go out and stand in front of a camera and talk about the things that he has and has not done over the past 20 years. And that is pretty disgusting. But you want to trot out Ron Rivera, let Ron do it. Come on. He ain't the janitor. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll continue to take your calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot to talk about. A lot to start off with here on this Friday evening. Wow. Washington football team. 2020 is crazy. Damn. Let me ask producer Tom. You hanging out there? Of course you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you really think we're in August? We just crossed over into August. And I'm thinking about what just came out of my mouth. I called the former Redskins. You know, if you told me, if you said, hey, it's February.
Yeah.
And then you said, oh, well, I'm just, in 8 months, the team is going to be called the Washington football team.
Hell no. I would not have believed you. Not at all.
I'd be like, what the hell happened in 8 months? And then it's, imagine if, and you just, you, let's say you went back in time. And you had a conversation with yourself from 8 months from now and just tapped yourself on the shoulder and said, sit down. Let me tell you what's going to happen. And let me tell you why this is going to happen. That's the type that we have lived in a year, and we've lived in the past. Let's really think about this. It's been 5 months. Let me see if I can do math. March, April, May, June, July. We've lived in 5 months that in a lot of our lifetimes have turned upside down.
Yep.
For people who are not just in their 20s, 30s, but people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. We're living in a space that a lot of people have never, every living person here has never had to deal with.
And I keep tripping up and saying the name, even though I was one of the people who didn't think the name was appropriate for quite a while. It's funny, going all the way back to launch, one of our shows that launched the network back in 2013, John Feinstein was already calling it he was based in D.C., already calling it the Washington football team all the way back then. And again, it just seemed like something that was never actually going to come to pass. And you're right. If I went back to my January self and explained to him that, you know, a global pandemic was going to hit, it was going to be timed up with an incident that created a social awareness movement, the likes of which we haven't seen in 50 years, and then this was going to be combined with all kinds of actual action. Now, granted, changing names and corporate action might not be the kind of action that the movement is necessarily pushing for, but it is still action. And I can't believe we're calling it the Washington football team. And I even have a take on this, too. I like it. I like Washington football team. That's it. I know everybody's acting like it's a placeholder and there's something else coming. And I know that there is something else coming. There will
be.
And this is a genius marketing moment, too, for them, because they can sell merch and jerseys in this in-between and then resell you more stuff when they pick a logo. So Dan Snyder's not going to miss that opportunity. I understand that. But I like, and maybe it comes from watching soccer and, like, you know, FC Barcelona or AC
football
Milan.
Football clubs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like just Washington FT, Washington Football Club, and let it serve as a reminder of the reason why that name stands that way.
I'm not against that at all. I certainly wasn't a fan of the name. I just thought that it would never change. And, a lot of people thought things would never change. And, change is inevitable. That's what it is. You know, whether we see change, and don't matter what you're looking for, what you're looking at, whether it comes in our lifetime, whether it comes in the next generation's lifetime, if there's one thing you can count on, as this rock spins around the sun, it is that change is inevitable. You can try to delay it. You can try to hold off on it. You can try to alter it. Things change. It's just the life cycle of living things. That's just what it is. We got the phone lines going. Let's go ahead. Rob is calling up from Michigan. Rob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. I love your show. You guys are all great. I just want to talk about the Cowboys. I mean, you're talking about the Redskins and all that. Or, no, I'm sorry, the Washington, D.C. Football Club or whatever it's called now. I mean, I remember Tom Landry in that commercial, maybe it was a Miller Lite commercial. He showed up there in that bar. And he's surrounded by a bunch of Indians, you know. I respect Redskins. I respect the name. I respect the Cowboys. You know, I respect the rivalry. That's what I like, the rivalry between the Redskins and the Cowboys. And the Redskins is no derogatory name. It's just how their skin is treated.
Whoa, Rob. No.
Okay,
Who are you to say that?
I'm just my opinion. That's all it is, my opinion.
Okay, well, it can be your.
It probably is wrong. Probably is wrong, right?
Yeah, so that's – but when something is wrong, you know what you do, Rob?
I try to change it.
Yes, you don't do it. You don't try to justify it. There's two things here. Rob, are you married? Are you in a relationship, Rob?
I have a married and I have 4 kids.
Okay, well, you know just as well as anybody what's wrong is wrong. And I'll let you finish, Rob.
No, I agree with you.
I'm asking you. Rob. I'm hoping you know what the rest of it is. Help me out here. I'm not asking you Rob. What's wrong is wrong, and
I want to change.
Well, that's not it. What's wrong is wrong, and right is right. And there is
I don't know what you're trying to say to me. I mean,
I'll tell you what I'm trying to say. There is no in between about right and wrong. There is no matter of opinion that is right or wrong. You can have an opinion about anything, okay? But what's wrong is wrong, is right is right. That's what I'm trying to say. So I will just encourage you. It's real simple. If someone is offended by something, it's real simple. You don't go along with it. You don't say it. Okay. If a group of people, and granted, not everybody thinks the same. You know, we can go about talking to every Native American in this country. And I know there were plenty of people who had no issue with the name, but there was a large enough group. There were large enough people who did. And that's why it changed. It's really that simple.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying my memories. Was it a bad thing of seeing Tom Landry surrounded by a bunch of Indians in a bar? I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's just, it was the rivalry. It's the rivalry.
Yeah.
Cowboys and the Redskins.
Sure.
I mean,
well,
I'm
certainly.
Not saying that, it's just my opinion, okay?
No,
I
understand.
I love your show.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not trying to castigate you. I'm just saying, you know, certain times we have to be more understanding about what's going on, and we have to educate ourselves. That's what it boils down to. Rob, thank you for calling up from Michigan. I appreciate you.
All right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there's no problem in that. It's just very simple. If somebody is offended, how difficult is it to say, okay, maybe I should stop? It's like any other relationship. You don't sit at home and in your house and try to have a relationship with someone you love, and someone says, you know what, it actually hurts me when you say that. It hurts me when you do that. And you don't really sit there. Well, some people might. You don't sit there and go, well, I don't care. You don't sit there and go, well, this is just my opinion. You actually try to listen and learn. And then you can adjust. You know, so I think sometimes we shouldn't normalize, and this is what's happened, especially a lot just here in the country. You don't just we have normalized issues of racism because it's so deeply embedded into our country, whether you realize it or not. So, you know what, for me, you know, if someone says I don't like that, it takes me 2 seconds to go, you know what, maybe I should change my behavior. It's not a matter of being quote unquote politically correct. It's not a matter of you know, now we have to pussyfoot around everything. Oh, it's not a matter of okay, well, what's next? No, what is next? What's next? What's next is hopefully we can move into a space where we are respectful to other people's beliefs. We got Jacob calling up from Huntsville, Alabama. Jacob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, JR? First off, I agree with everything you said, but I got a question for you. I tuned in late, so did you have a suggestion for the name?
No, I don't. No. I don't give a damn what they call the team. No,
just as long as it's not what it was. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to throw out real quick, and then I got a suggestion for the name. Do you think this is a good Gruden? Because I think this goes with what we're talking about. He said at one point, he said, hey, man, you never stay the same. You either get better or you get worse, man. And I think that applies to this, because if you don't change, just like you were saying, then my suggestion was, what about someone suggested to me the Warriors? Is that okay?
Well, we've gone through that. We've heard all of the names. I feel like we've spent you know, a week, 2 weeks, kind of going through every single name. We actually spent quite a few time on one particular show going through Warriors. It goes on and on. Like me personally, I have no problem. I haven't even given it a thought outside of what we discussed on the show to name the team.
So you haven't given a thought outside of your radio show?
No, Jacob. They ain't giving me a check to think about the name. I just encourage them to go out and do something that isn't offensive. That isn't a lot to ask for.
Well, I mean, you're the host, though. I mean, I'm asking you, though. You don't have any suggestions.
No, Jacob, I don't give a damn. I am the host of this national sports radio show, and I don't care what the Washington football team names itself as long as it's not derogatory to any group of people. Yes.
Man, I wish I had your job, bro.
Hey, come and take it, Jacob. It's here for you. Appreciate you for calling up. Let's talk to John in Chicago. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, shoot.
This thing with abuse just makes my blood boil. And you hear about young, up-and-coming athletes. You hear about people. You hear about men laying their hands on a woman.
It's, yeah.
And whatever they did, I mean, and this is another situation where right is right and wrong is wrong, and it's wrong to
well,
put
John,
your hands.
I'm glad you were able to finish the statement. We are up against a break. Do you have a anything else you want to add in before we get kind of pushed to commercial?
One real quick, and that is, professional athletes are representing a professional sport, and you're not doing the organization that you're representing well when you do something stupid like this.
All right. I like that. Short, succinct, and to the point. We're going to talk about the football side of this when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.